Give me the sun. Give me the moonlight. I just couldn't help but try that. Though those of you who regularly listen in know that's not my forte. Welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly. Happy New Year. The best truly is yet to come. It's all where your mindset is. And that's what we're going to be somewhat talking about today. I hope the end of 2014 found everyone doing well, and that the beginning of 2015 finds everyone doing even better. As we see in terms of societal turmoil, some things have not changed. But that's not going to be our focus today. We're not going to give energy today to much of those negativities. We're going to focus on the positive. That's going to be our overriding goal for today. And with that, let me just share a little bit for our new listeners what Progressive News Weekly is all about. Here at Progressive News Weekly, we bring you news and information that's been gathered, or as I like to say, called from around the world, literally. We've had guests from Great Britain, Europe, other parts of Europe, Caribbean, and of course all across America, to bring information that you don't typically get in the mainstream. And if you do get it in the mainstream, it's brought often with a spin, as they say, either a political spin or a business spin. We're here at Progressive News. We're not influenced by business or political interest. It's news truly that you can use. I like to say it's news for you, by you, and of you. It's news that's intended to encourage you, to enlighten you, to empower you, and hopefully instill you to get involved, to make a difference. We don't like to leave Progressive News Weekly airwaves on any given program without having some kind of a deliverable. If it's just to simply have a better attitude about things, often it'll be something to the liking of, maybe you can make that phone call on the back of that ketchup jar and ask, why do you still have high fructose corn syrup? Or why are you not labeling your food as genetically modified? Or call your local congressperson and make a statement. Why is it that natural modalities are now being put under a microscope and being scrutinized and vilified? Just a few of the things that we sometimes charge ourselves with doing. And of course, that's what this country was built on, grassroots activism. You know, you hear a lot about Washington and, well, let me back that one up. More so Lincoln and FDR and the like. Johnson, Kennedy. But, you know, I would dare say to you that without a Frederick Douglass, Well, would there really be an Abraham Lincoln without a Martin Luther King? Would there really have been an LB Johnson or JFK making some of the strides that they made? So grassroots activism is so very, very important. And we find that it makes a difference. Today, you're seeing foods labeled no high fructose corn syrup. That just didn't happen by volunteerism. That was because of folks like you and I stepping up and stepping out and saying, no, we don't want that. Why do you have that in our food? In fact, for the first time, I saw on television what I really call the main, the big screen. They say the theaters are the big screen. The real big screen truly is that boob tube in front of all of us on a nightly and daily basis. I actually saw a Cheerios commercial. Well, it wasn't Cheerios. It was General Mills that said at the end, in big letters across the screen, no high fructose corn syrup in any of our cereals. Now, that's progress. That's what grassroots activism can do. Because you can believe me that that wouldn't have been the case if it wasn't for you and I, which we all know that it probably wasn't necessarily specifically you, but it could have been, depending who's listening on the airways, because I know we have very many active listeners. So that's what we're going to be about this year. That's what we've been about up to this point, and I'd like to see us even be more so into that. So that's Progressive News Weekly. Tell someone, if you haven't already, don't be a secret agent. I'm a big James Bond fan. I, you know, like it or not, I enjoy the movies. I don't think I've ever missed one. We have enough secret agents out there. Don't you be a secret agent. Share the good news. Don't keep it a secret. Tell someone about Progressive News Weekly. In fact, tell someone about Radio by Renford, RBR, the network that I'm on. I speak my mind. I don't hold back. I pull it right from the hip, as I like to say. It's not ready, aim, shoot. It's just ready, shoot. Tell the truth. So now that I've been on my soapbox and I've insulted a few people, I've been nice about it, left a few folks out. We'll catch them on the next program because we really want to get into our program tonight. And we have some very special guests, returning guests, to bring in the new year. We have a friend and colleague, Ula Pasternak, who is a naturalist herself, a GMO expert, in fact, a specialist in human energy, and truly a humanitarian. So she's going to join us just to talk about, as I said, moving into the new year on a positive note. And we also have our resident numerologist, Dr. Craig Wright, who is going to be joining us very, very shortly as well. And so I would, as I like to say, ask you to simply hold on to your seats, because truly today is going to be a very special program, I should say, this evening, depending where you are in the country. So a shout out to all of my ongoing listeners, folks down in Alabama, folks in Florida, California, Texas, Ohio, New York, Pennsylvania, Missouri, Tennessee, Massachusetts, Maine. I hope I didn't leave anyone out. Arkansas. We have listeners from many parts of the country, and I'm sure I left some folks out, not to mention our Caribbean friends, our friends from Canada. Shout out to you all for supporting Progressive News Weekly and doing what I would like to call, and I do like to say, doing the right thing. So I would ask that you continue to listen and share, as I said, share. That would be my request of you, is to share Progressive News Weekly. So without further ado, and I hope I said my folks back in Ohio, my home folks, without further ado, I want to see if we have Dr. Wright in studio. Is he here? Okay. Well, we don't have Dr. Wright in studio yet, but I believe he did confirm he's going to plan on joining us. Dr. Wright, and I guess this is a good opportunity as any, Dr. Wright is a noted numerologist, and that's just one of his many attributes that I'm so pleased and proud to be able to speak on. He's noted nationally for his acumen in his profession. He is a specialist and is well versed in theology. He's been studying and practicing numerology for over three decades. So this is truly someone that is a treat, to put it lightly, to have on the program with us. And what we've done over the last, I'd say several years, is we've asked Dr. Wright to join us at the beginning of the year, specifically, to give us some insight on numerology and what the upcoming year may hold in store for us based on the numbers. And as Dr. Wright will say, he's not predicting, he's just telling you what is favorable based on the associated numbers. And I'll let him elaborate a little bit on that, because again, that's his specialty. But before I do, just to give a little bit of a background on Dr. Wright. He's an author, a metaphysic. Maybe we can have him speak a little bit about that as well for our new listeners. And he does hold a degree in psychology. And as I mentioned, he has studied religion and philosophy in depth, studying numerology over three decades. And he's been sought nationally and internationally. So this is a treat. And speaking of treats, I believe he mentioned that he has something he wants to share with us before he leaves the airways with us tonight. So, also, Ula Pasternak, who is a founder of the Unity Center for Empowered Living and who is also a wellness expert, may be joining us very shortly as well, just to participate in the dialogue, to bring in the new year on an upbeat, because that's what we like to do. Now, with that all said, I'd like to welcome Dr. Craig Wright. Dr. Wright, welcome to another edition of
Your recording
News
has
Weekly.
Reached the maximum length.
Uh-oh. That's not the right line. Let's see here. Oh, okay. All right. No problem. All right. He is not ready to join us at this point, so we will... that's what you get with live radio. We will bring Dr. Wright in as soon as he is available, though. In the meantime, just to mention something else that's going on this week, we had a full moon. And normally what we do is we have Dr. Dr. Glenn Mendoza on the line with us. And so he is, of course, a pranic healer, and he is a astrology expert and astronomy expert. And so he would normally join us as this is a full moon week. However, he is traveling and he is, I believe, in the Philippines and hopefully will be joining us within the next week or so to give us some insight on what the new year holds for us in terms of the stars. Now, for those of you who are skeptics, let me take a moment here. And I say skeptics, in other words, you're saying stars and numerology and all of this stuff. You know, get it real. And as I've mentioned many times, I'm a proud Christian. I love Jesus. And if for those atheists, get over it. Because that's who I am. And I don't knock you for being who you are, as long as whatever it is you believe in is founded in love. So whether you're Christian, atheist, Muslim, Buddhist, or Jew, study Judaism, you're a Jew, Jewish, it's fine, as long as it's founded in love. One thing, if you do some research, you'll find across all religions is the fact that stars were studied going back as man can even conceive. And so when we start talking about you know, numerology and the stars for a religious perspective, it's validated. And I'm going to ask Dr. Wright when he joins us if he can, you know, talk about that as well. So right now I want to invite Ula Pasternak, as I said, a buddy of mine and a colleague, and she studies human energy and she's a food specialist, genetically modified food expert, and actually a humanitarian. So I'd just like to have her join us and just give us a few words from her perspective. In the meantime, we'll be reaching out to Dr. Wright to bring him on the line. So, Ula, Happy New Year. Welcome to 2015 and Progressive News Weekly.
Thank you, Daryl. Happy New Year.
So I hope this new year finds you doing well, and I'm so pleased that you're able to join us on our inaugural program for the year. And I wanted to start the year out on a strictly positive, and I really couldn't think of anyone better than yourself, and then have Dr. Wright in conjunction. So
that sounds great.
Again.
Thank you. I'm honored.
Well, I'm honored too. Okay. Tell us some words of wisdom for going into 2015. Dr. Wright will be joining us very, very shortly. But, you know, from an inner human energy perspective, what type of advice would you give our listeners for going into 2015?
Well, we will work with the energy of number 8. So Dr. Wright will give us lots of good advice how to work with that frequency. And for me, right away, I want to sing because and play music because I want to work with that octave and work with the balancing and inspiration of number 8. So let's focus on playfulness, on creating and bringing musical beauty into our lives. Let's work with harmonics.
And what was the last piece? Working with the
harmonics.
Oh, that's what I thought you said. Okay. Would you explain a little bit of that for our listeners who are not familiar?
Well, the energy of harmonizing with energies inside and outside of us, creating harmony, so that we are aware of what we are resonating with, and if we are not, either to limit our interaction or somehow align ourselves so we can work with it better. Back to overall awareness, how we take care of ourselves to flow in balance with nature, in balance with our body, with our mind, with our heart and soul. So that is harmonics, study of being in harmony with energy inside and energy outside of
frequencies okay, we'll have
that we carry and the frequencies that we encounter.
So we'll have to have more discussion on that in a future program, because I'm sure there's a whole study and information that can be discussed on just that topic alone. So we'll have to, I'm going to reach out to you on that one. You know that, Eula. But in the meantime, we have Dr. Wright on the line. So one thing you said when I asked you, Eula, what you thought about going into the new year on a positive note, and, of course, knowing Dr. Wright was going to join us, you said that what comes to mind for you is the number 8. So we have Dr. Wright on the line, and I want to get his insight on why Eula, because I didn't get to ask you that yet, Eula, but he's on the line. Why would Eula think Dr. and Eula, you might want to join in, but why, Dr. Wright, is Eula thinking that 8 comes to mind for her? Oh, well, by the way, Dr. Wright, Happy New Year. Welcome to Progressive News Weekly.
Thank you, Daryl. I'm such a regular. It's like, boy, he's not company anymore. He can get his own glass of water, right?
Well, I gave an introduction earlier of your background and your vast knowledge.
Not a problem. Eula is very in tune, as she mentioned before, with harmonics, energy that we contain and energy that we encounter. You see, as a numerologist and a metaphysician, we know God lives within us and outside of us. And God is all there is. He's all around us. And God operates in vibration, in harmony, in energy. The number 8 is the universal vibration this year. If you add 2, it's 2015. 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 5 equals 8.
Ah.
Okay, 2015, 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 5 equals 8. So the universal vibration, the energy, the harmonic, the vibration that we will experience is symbolized by the number 8. In other fields, energy is symbolized with letters and numbers. In the music field, the vibrations of that notes and mute that we call notes are symbolized with letters. A, B, C, those are notes. And timing, the rhythm, is symbolized with numbers. 3-4 time, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, that's a waltz. Then you have 4-4 time, those are marches. So not only is music, but also in terms of who we are also spiritual emanations, vibrations. Our harmonics, if you will, I like that term, is symbolized by the letters in our name and the numbers in our birthday, which symbolize what we are to do in the symphony of life, the part we're to play. So she is right in harmony, right on the button. This is a number 8 year.
And may I add one more thing?
Sure, if you're asking me, I guess it's okay with Daryl.
Okay. Hi. Well,
yeah, no, it's absolutely fine.
carbon beings. So the carbon and number 8 is our base for physical life. And that is, again, asking us to bring more balance and harmony into our physical life and physical being. And that is part of our making peace with soil and nutrition and how we feed our body, because that also will reflect what we emanate as frequency and energy, and what will reflect not only what we put out, but what will come back and reflect back at us. So this year, hopefully, will really push humanity towards the new paradigm and bring in opening and balancing, so we can really work. I love the phrase "music of the spheres," to work with numbers, to work with the sacredness of number 8, and balancing and opening to our celestial energies. I mean, we are stardust, so let's work with the stars.
You said music of the spheres?
Of the spheres. It's was it Socrates or one of the Greek philosophers that used
philosophers?
That term? Could have been Pythagoras. Could have been Pythagoras. Yes, music of the spheres.
The music of the spheres. The music of the spheres. It's the spheres are the planet.
Yes,
and
the number 8 is
the
balancing of our world.
The number 8 reminds us, as it is above, so it is below.
Yes.
So we have to move in harmony with the music of the spheres.
Oh, okay. Is above. That's so interesting that you're saying that, so it is above, because I've heard that theme amongst naturalists that are truly in tune with nature, and even Dr. Mendoza, who was on a few weeks ago, has said that same phrase, Dr. Wright, in terms of balance of nature and life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting that it's repeated. You know, it's a common theme there that I'm hearing, and it must be universal. It has to be universal. So let's talk about
the
numbers
drinking,
and
we're drinking from the same cup.
Yes,
exactly.
We are.
So let's talk a little bit about the numbers.
Okay.
Let's talk a little bit about the numbers. You said this is a number 8 year, and Ula was right on point and target there as well. Tell us a little bit more about this number 8 year and what that might foretell. But, you know, before you do that, I did mention that I would ask you about this, because you, on occasion, will clarify, you know, the whole aspect of, well, numbers is, you know, it's a predictor, and these are things that will, and you've always said that that's not necessarily the case. The numbers are somewhat like a road map. Can you elaborate a little bit on that for those who have a misconception?
Sure, I'd be glad to. First and foremost, we have free will. We were all created by God in the image of God, but we don't even have to obey. The challenge is for our will to become one with the Creator, but we were designed to find our way back home. So numerology will, for example, tell you it's springtime. Therefore, it's better to plant in springtime than it is in wintertime. But it will not tell you what to plant. You could plant cabbage, corn, green beans, anything you want, an apple tree. You can start a garden. Well, you don't have to. But numerology will prepare you for the tendencies let you know what type of energy is available there. I also like to put it this way. Numerology can tell you which way the wind is blowing. But as a wise man told me, one ship can go to the east, another ship can go to the west, even though it's only one wind that's blowing. So it's not the gale, but the tilt of the sail that determines how the craft will go. So I can tell you how the wind is blowing, but you raise the sail or lower the sail or turn the sail to catch the wind to pilot your craft, either way you want to go. So if I say the number 8 is a number of reaping, a number of abundance, and you call me at the end of the year and say, well, I didn't reap anything, then I would say to you, evidently, you did not sow. Okay, so the number 8 brings abundance, but only to those who have planted seeds. The 8 is, in the scriptural terms, all else is added unto you. The number 7 in the scripture is seek the kingdom. So we've just come out of a number 7 year. And things were slow at the beginning of the year. As we've gotten closer toward the end of the year, we're starting to see record numbers at the Dow, hitting record numbers, because the 8 energy is coming in and it brings abundance. The specific 8 that we're having is the number 17. 2 + 0 + 15 = 17. Of course, 1 + 7 = 8, but there are many 8s. There's an 8, the 17, the 26, the 35. Numbers that add up to 8. The 17, in a scriptural basis, is symbolized by the story of Moses. The name Moses, M-O-S-E-S, vibrates through the number 17. Now, he was a great guy, and it's a great story. But to the initiated, that story is about the number 17. So if we study that story, we find someone who threw off a life of materialistic pleasures to seek spirituality. And as your first guest was saying, this is a year for that. It's a year for that. We also know that Moses was a liberator. He fought for justice and was God's representative on earth. So we're starting to see the spirit of liberation rising again in the community, people picketing, people fed up, people who've had enough. Okay, so we're starting to see that spirit. We know that Moses challenged authority. In fact, Moses, through the power of God, brought authority down to its knees. So we're going to see that this year as well. Under the number 17 vibration, God's will be done. Now, on a material level, the 17 symbolizes good fortune, rewards, travel, meditation, and assistance. People who have expressed 17 energy, along with Moses, was Tubman. Harriet Tubman was the number 17. The name Rosa, as in Rosa Parks. Michael Jordan and Muhammad Ali were born on the 17th. So the number grants those who have the number great financial fortune and the ability to be a liberator, to stand up for truth, to speak truth to power, and stand up for justice. Material level brings money, gifts, advancement, promotion, business and public affairs. It's a reaping energy, so those who have planted wisely are going to see an increase in their finances. The Republicans will have to find something else to complain to Obama about, because the economy is going to start to rebound. People are going to start to employment rates are going to start to go down. And it's just financially we're going to see a tremendous turnaround. But it's also a great time for intuitiveness, creative powers, spending time in meditation and prayer. As Moses did, it says in the scripture, he went to the mountaintop. Well, metaphorically and metaphysically, that's a symbol for seeking higher consciousness through prayer and meditation. So that's where we meet God, in the mountain, and and the mountaintop and higher consciousness through disciplines such as prayer and meditation. So this is a great year for those types of disciplines. So we're going to see the rise of that. And there's something also, the 17 also enhances any type of visualization, people who use vision boards. It's a great time for using spiritual principles to reshape and reform physical things. So this isn't a time for doubt or fear, since this is a time of manifesting through our desires and through our faith. This isn't a time for fear or being doubtful, because you'll manifest those things into your experience this year. This is a time for being positively expectant, a time for parting the Red Sea. So doesn't get much better in terms of spiritual and physical. The number 17 is just it's a great year. It's also a karmic year. The two circles, what goes around comes around. So again, the reaping, it implies you reap what you have sown. So I like to keep things positive. Okay, so I'm talking about abundance and financial increase. But if this energy goes by and you don't realize that, then it's a signal, it's a sign to stop whatever you're doing and to learn to use your mental abilities and your visual abilities to begin to get more in charge of creating your experience. And that's the joy of life, being able to create your own experience.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. When is your birthday, by the way?
My birthday?
Uh-huh.
September 28th,
1963. I am an 11. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. The light, the truth, the light. You know what happens? I'm sorry, what's your name again?
Well, formal name or nickname? Nickname is Ula.
Una?
Formal name, actually, Ula, U-L-A. That's my nickname. My formal name is Lucina, L-U-C-Y, and as in Nancy, A.
Okay.
And it actually means the light.
Means the light. Awesome. Awesome. That's very much in harmony with your number 11, which is a symbol for the master teacher. The 11 is very in tune with spiritual emanations that most of us aren't even aware of. And you have the ability to transform or translate those emanations into a form that the rest of us can understand. You're also a writer and a musician and a numerology, because your day and your year are both number ones. Your month is a nine, your day is a one, your year is a one. Because they match, it's indicative that you are an old soul. You have been here many, 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 many times before, and you've come here to focus on one challenge, and you find your challenge by subtracting the one from the number nine, which is the number eight. So that kind of ties it all
yeah,
up. We're talking about that eight.
Doesn't it? And today is the eighth.
The only energy you came here to master in this experience is the energy we're talking about today, the number eight.
I knew it would be a very interesting year because I had a full moon temple on New Year's Day. So I wanted to honor and usher number eight, a frequency and our music, and the clock in the room where I built the temple. Both handles stopped at number eight. So I had, so like the battery died, both of them pointing towards number 8. So I had a cute little laugh about that one. I get it.
Awesome.
8 it is.
When you were God's lantern, you have to anticipate him to put you in the darkest place he can find. Not so that your flame will go out, but so you can illuminate the darkness. Illuminating the darkness.
You don't say.
This year for you, this year for you is found by adding your month and day, which is the number 10, okay, which made you a leader right off the bat. You're independent on your own. It was just you and God. A lot of people with your birth date are like somebody, they're just born there on their own right away. But I digress. When we add 9 plus 1 is 10, and the universal vibration is a 17. So 10 and 17 is 27. And that is the symbol for the energy that you'll experience this year. The 27 is a symbol of birth, marriage, and the start of new enterprises. It is most nines symbolize letting go or endings, but the 27 is symbolic of when the number 9 gets everything back tenfold. So coupled with the number 17, universal vibration, and the number 27, the activities that you engage in this year will ultimately bring the wealth and prosperity that you came here to manifest. You see, your challenges don't begin until you're dealing with millions, just large, humongous, crazy sums of money trying to manage them. Trying to balance your idealism and your connectedness to spirit and your refusal to partake of anything negative with the huge abundance that the universe is going to reward you with. Trying to harmonize yourself with that is going to be the challenge.
And that is definitely a challenge because I sense how corrupt our system of abundance has become, and I need to learn to welcome the good that still is available to us to harness so that we can turn around and create good with it.
That's the irony of it. But you
yes.
see, that is why you're going to have the abundance, because it won't taint you. And there's times now for new examples of who you have to be and what you have to do to make it. Being a thief on Wall Street is not making it anymore. It almost drove this country into the ground.
Yes.
So people,
and that is why I am passionate about seeds, planting them, harvesting them, blessing them, and protecting them from Roundup and all the pesticides. So yes, hopefully I have sown my seeds in fertile soils, fertile minds and hearts of humans, and the harvest will be joyful and plentiful because we need to help humanity grow. And this year will be very supportive of our growth and balancing and starting into the next. Yes.
This vibration will bring together all the ingredients for a successful promotion, enlisting the aid of others. They, in turn, will be ready to help you. I don't know if you have established a 501c3, but that might be an activity of this year, just so you can avoid taxes by putting money in your own foundation. So.
Yep.
Expect abundance this year. It's like just on the precipice of abundance in March. March will be a wonderful month for you, and so will May. Just tremendous year ahead for you. Amazing.
Yes. Let's label GMOs. Let's move humanity into a new paradigm. so we all can reap our rewards.
I'm picking up land. I'm picking up large tracts of land associated with your energy. So
let's make it happen. Soil, this is United Nations declared this is the year of the soil. We will take care of earth, land, feed our soil.
That's what's showing up in your chart. You, like, lording over large tracts of land, making sure that what it produces is the right thing. But you will be opposed.
Well, it's time for humanity.
It's time for
humanity to reclaim our resources and sacredness of our land, of our soils, of our forests, of our waters, of our air, and resist being seduced by the abuses of the financial system and fracking and polluting. Yes.
That's the number 28. The number 28 It's like master of real estate, master of land. If the values are above board, if instead of being a landlord, you're taking care of the Lord's land, 28s could just rule when it comes to real estate. You know? It's all based on your value. So that's what's showing up, land and property. Huge land and property deal showing up in your chart. So not only is it your day of birth, the 28th, but when I add your month and your year, 9 plus 19 adds up to 28. And month and year reveal what's called the final pinnacle. So yours kicks in somewhere around 52. You're going to be under that number one, which means you're going to be having your own foundation or running your own business. Or in some way expressing leadership, a leader of the masses. That's what's showing up, being a leader of the masses. Selfless leading of large numbers of people and large amounts of land. So I don't know what you have planned, but, man, you've got some huge, it's going to be on a huge scale, and it's going to be emulated. It will be emulated.
I'm ready for busy. I am ready for a large scale. Yes.
People will come and visit and emulate what. See, numerology doesn't tell me what you're planning, but it tells me that with the opportunities that you'll be giving, it will be something unique. It'll be something that can benefit the planet, and it will be emulated. So I can at least share that much with you. And
thank you.
You will be the face of the poster child, the face of the organization, the brand.
Uh-oh. So okay.
Get ready for that. Nobody can express it like you.
So, time for humanity to bring sacredness back to our Mother Earth.
So this year,
we will.
2015 is the 27th year, but then 2016, that's the number 28 year. So you'll kind of like really be stepping into your glory, but then 2017, that's a number 11 year. So you're like on a 3-year track of just manifesting. Things people have told you will never happen, things people have told you you're dreaming, things people have told you you're being too idealistic, they're just going to be like, wow, over the next 3 years.
Amen.
I'm saying it myself. I'm like, wow. If I had your cards, I'd throw my hand in.
Well, that's why we are here, to inspire each other, support each other, share with the world, and what a start to a wonderful year. Let's all be healthy, happy, abundant, joyful, and share with everything we can.
And so it is, my sister, and so it is.
Daryl, you're still there?
Daryl's at number 9. He has a way of being there, but not being there.
Not being there.
Daryl.
Or did we make you speechless again? What happened to Daryl? Well, Dr. Wright,
well,
how are you? It's a year for yourself.
Doing pretty good, doing pretty good. I started a radio program on Blog Talk. After being a guest for years on Daryl's program, I finally went on and did that. And
congratulations.
Yeah, something you might want to consider as well to get the energy out there. Are you writing? Or I should say, are you sharing with your life? Many 11s have no,
there we are.
They have no choice. They have automatic writing experiences, but some 11s don't share what they write. So
I need to share. I need to share more of my writing. Yes, I'm an impatient and very critical writer, but I will.
You got the answer.
Hello? I'm here. I was hearing. Oh, apologize for interrupting. I was hearing you, but the studio mic was somehow stuck. Technology. I guess I was supposed to let you go ahead because I kept asking you questions and I said, why are they ignoring me? You know, it's interesting. I know. And I've got that kind of personality. I can take this little bit of prodding, but that's all good. I was actually asking questions while you were giving Eula's numerological view, and I said, why is he ignoring me? I kept saying, so what about, and what about, but now I'm still going to go back because I wrote them down. You said she would be opposed, Dr. Wright.
Yes. Yes.
Now,
yes.
What did you mean by that?
The number 28 is the number of the hero. The number 28 is the number of the hero. And like all good heroes, they're opposed. Who would Muhammad Ali be without smoking drugs? Who would Batman be without the Joker? Professor Moriarty helped make, who was it, the inspector, what was his name? His friend was named Watson. You get my
right.
Drift.
Yeah.
So as a hero, as a 28, she is here to champion a cause. Okay, and to, 28s are warriors. You're here to fight. You're here to fight. So that's why I said she'll be opposed, but it will be to no avail. When you're born with a sword, you're here to wield that sword.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Listen, we have some listeners.
Or two.
We have some listeners, Dr. Wright, who would like to get a reading on a loved one.
Great.
We have Miss Jordan out of Jersey. She wanted a reading on Mom, a Barbara Johnson, whose birth date is 9/3/28, September 3rd, 1928. Barbara Johnson,
okay.
And she is listening.
Okay, great. Hi, Miss Barbara. I'm going to be talking to you about the number 3.
Now, I don't know if her mom is on the line, but Sharon is. And so Barbara is Sharon's mom.
Okay. Well, hello, Sharon. I'm going to be talking to you also about the number 3. Your mom is born on the 3rd. The name Sharon is a number 3. And the vowel total in Barbara is 3 A's. A, of course, has a value of 1. So that's also a number 3. So the 3 is a symbol for expression and youth. Expression and youth. So no one will believe your mom's age. She'll always appear younger than she is. Probably very unusually vital because that's the number 3. The 3 is a symbol for expression. So if all the number 3 energy are around, it may be hard to get a word in of all the Thanksgiving dinner table. Let's take a look at your mom's gift. The scripture tells us we all have a contract with God. Before we're formed in the womb, like the prophet Jeremiah, we have a contract. What we promise is revealed by the letters in our name, that God gives us the numbers in our birthday. So by adding 9 and 3 to get 12, your mom's year adds up to 20. 12 and 20 is 32, and 3 plus 2 is 5. Also a number of youth and freedom. The number 32 is a very special vibration, a very special gift that grants the bearer victory, rewards, the ability and power to overcome astronomical odds. You see, God expresses victory through the number 32. So your mom is a very powerful, powerful soul. As an example, if you take a look at July the 4th, 1776, and we add those numbers up, 7 and 4 is 11, and 1 plus 7 and 7 and 6 adds up to 21. 11 and 21 is 32. That happens to be the birth path of the United States of America, who decided they were going to break away from the most powerful nation on the planet, a nation of whom they spoke of, the sun never set. Them boys had their fingers in everybody's pie. But America decided, we're going to be free, we're going to break away. Let's choose, they were metaphysicians, let's choose July the 4th. It guarantees victory. So that's the type of power your mom also possesses, the power to stand up to authority, the power to be God's change agent. I would not be surprised to hear you tell me that your mom was instrumental in bringing about some positive changes that enhance the freedom of many, the freedom of many. The name Barbara, which reveals her promise, how he promised she would use that gift. One of the things she promised was to raise her children to be independent thinkers and to stand on their own. She also promised that she would stay in touch with God and not become arrogant or egotistical, but maintain her faith and her obedience and her humility to the Creator. And your mom is a communicator. She has and may have used her abilities to communicate verbally and through the written word. Okay, so what's coming up for your mom in 19 and 2000? I'm saying 19 because I'm adding it up already. In 2015, that adds up to 17. Her month end day adds up to 12. So 12 and 7 is 19 plus 10. She's having a number 29 year. This will be a year, a number 11 year for your mom, which is a year of illumination, a year of spirituality, a high energy year. It's also a time where if your mom has spent time writing, she may receive some recognition for the things that she's written and some recognition for the things that she's done. What comes to mind, Daryl, is a Lifetime Achievement Award. She may receive that type of honor this year.
Wow. It's interesting. You said earlier that she was a powerful change agent and that she was someone that would have brought about change for many in her life?
I would not be surprised, Daryl. The number 32 is a very powerful agent of freedom. Yeah.
Because from what I don't know much about her mom, but I've heard that she was a leader in many ways in starting out different things, organizations, and and the like. I don't know if she, you know, if Sharon wants to share anything or not. She's a little shy, but her mic is open, so it's up to her. I don't push our guest into anything. She requested
sure,
the reading, but Sharon, your mic is open. If you care to speak, you can. If not, that's okay also. All right.
The vibration of leadership in her name is those letter A's. Those letter leadership in the name of Barbara. So she would have expressed that. And Sharon also has those letters, the letter S and the letter A, and Sharon and the letter H are leadership.
Well, Sharon is spelled a little different. Sharon is actually spelled S-H-A-R-Y-N.
Right, but the letters S, H, and A, S, H, and A are the letters that would make her strong and independent and also make her a leader as well.
Something else you said about Barbara, you said she has a youth about her. Did I hear you say that?
Yes, the number 3 is symbolic of youth. For example, if Adam is 1 and Eve was 2, when 1 and 2 get together, that's 3, so it stands for children. The number 3 also is a symbol for expression, and the number 3 is also a symbol for spiritual and material abundance.
Well, Sharon, again, last chance, your mic is open. If you want to comment on what Dr. Wright had to say about Mom, we're going to move to the next request. Going, gone. I'm sure I'll get all kinds of accolades, and I'll share them with you, Dr. Wright, when I get that call, because she has a means of reaching me. But I have the next caller has a granddaughter, Shawnee. S-H-A-W-N-A-E. I don't have a last name, but the birth date is 1-3-94, January 3rd, 94. Shawnee.
This happens a lot when I do a show that a common theme will start to emerge. And there's the number 3 again. The number 3, Shawnee is born on the 3rd, so if the caller was listening. She heard you talk about the number 3. The same information, just to kind of stretch this and make it apply to some others who may also be listening. The same information would be true if you're born on the 12th, the 21st, or the 30th. The 3rd, the 12th, the 21st, and the 30th, all number 3s. All number 3s. Expression and youth, 3s always appear younger than they are. And so no one will believe their age when you tell them. Usually when a number 3 is young, it really irks them. But the older they get, it's funny, they tend to appreciate that a little more. that aspect of youth associated with the number 3. 3s also have to be careful and learn how to think before they speak. It's a number of spontaneity, and their 3s have the gift of gab. So many times they have to be careful not to speak too soon. Not to speak too soon. This individual, January the 3rd, 1 and 3 is 4. Their year, 1994, adds up to 23. I'm sorry, is that 23. Adds up to 23. 19, 1 plus 9 is 10, plus 9 is 19, plus 4 is 23. When we add the 1 and the 3 to 23, we come up with 27. Okay, the number 27. And again, common energy, common theme. We talk about the 27 in terms of Ula's year, the 27 year. But let's examine this as a gift. When someone has a number 27 birth path, it indicates they are an old soul. This person has been here many, many times before. As a number 9, 2 plus 7 is 9, they will be multi-talented. It's not a whole lot that a number 9 can't do. In fact, it is said the number 9 can do anything except make up their mind what they want to do. So there's going to be, this individual is going to have a lot of talents, a lot of abilities, but may have difficulty deciding exactly what they want to do. The number 27, Daryl, is God's favorite number. The number 27 is God's favorite number. The story of Job tells us that when God says, that's my favorite, J is the 10th letter of the alphabet, O is the 15th, and B is the 2nd, that adds up to 27, and 2 plus 7 is 9. That's the number of selflessness. Give, 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 give. That's what number 9s are here to do. They're here to be God's hand on earth. So many 9s get involved in philanthropic activities. They work with people of different cultures, different backgrounds. Romantically, number 9s love people who are older than they are or someone from another culture. But this is a number that endows great spiritual strength, and this is a vibration that will require its bearer, Shane, I think I'm pronouncing that correctly, to follow their own intuition rather than being swayed by others. Number 9s, Daryl, have to wake up and say, thy will, not my will, be done, and heed the inner voice. Otherwise, they can be fooled or tricked by a sad story or someone who would take advantage of their sympathetic nature. So they have to watch out for that, you know, to make sure they take their clues from within. If the inner voice says the paint is wet, you don't want to take your finger and touch the bench. Trust the inner voice. Tremendous opportunity to develop their ideas in a tangible way. This individual also has an opportunity to succeed in entertainment or theater or singing, something along those lines. The key for them will be to follow through. They have so many talents. The key will be to follow through as opposed to scattering their energy too thin.
Okay. Well, I'm sure that aligns with that individual's granddaughter. We're coming up to the close of the program, and we do have somewhat of a hard stop. And Dr. Wright, you had mentioned you had an announcement. I want to give. I'm opening up the mic to the grandmother of that person. So if you want to say a couple of words, you can. At this time.
Dr. Wright?
Yes.
Yes?
This is Hattie. Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year.
Right quick, that's my granddaughter, Shawnee Brown. That's her name. And I just wanted to know what's in store for her for the new year and what's in store for Grandma, because Grandma's getting ready to make some changes.
Well, we're going to have to do Grandma a little later. We have about 4 minutes before we have to close down. Miss Hattie.
Okay. Well, I'm glad
we can always
come
back. And I was going to ask Dr. Wright to come back because I didn't know I had a hard stop. My engineer just informed me we have a hard stop tonight. Some nights we have extended opportunities, but tonight we don't because the network
right.
has something else up. So we only have
anyway.
About 2 minutes, Dr. Wright. Whatever you can give Miss Williams in 2 minutes. About her granddaughter?
Well, Miss Barbara is going to have a number 11 year. As I've already mentioned during the course of the program, a time when she may be honored.
Now you're talking about Shawnee. This is Shawnee's grandmom.
Okay, what's the birth date?
The one you just had. That was the 1394.
September the 3rd?
No, January 3rd.
January 3rd, 94. January 3rd, it's her birthday. Okay. 1 plus 3 is 4. The number 72. Yeah.
Well, Ms. Hattie, we did just lose Dr. Wright. We somehow his line did drop.
Okay,
we're planning to have Shawnee available for next month. But we will pick up. I'm planning to have Dr. Wright again before the end of the month, so I will make sure that you get that announcement. But I think what he shared with you up to that point was probably accurate.
Okay. It is. The majority of it is Shawnee.
Yeah. That's what I would have thought.
She has to make up her mind what she's going to do and how it's going to be done.
All right. Well, I've got to drop. We only have about 30 seconds, but I'll make sure Dr. Wright knows that it was on point. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Miss Hattie, for joining us. We have about another minute. Dr. Wright accidentally dropped off, and I'm not sure what happened there. We'll see if we can get him on to close out this program. I want to thank everyone who joined us this evening.
Dr. Wright got his own show.
With that said, we're going to have to close. I want to give Dr. Wright an opportunity to share his own program before we leave. And you had an announcement, Dr. Wright. We've got about, a minute and a half.
Okay. I guess if you visit my website, that's craigewright.com. That's craigewright.com. You'll see a link to my radio program. It's called We Have a Contract with God. I'm also running a special for those who want to get a 12-month forecast. If you order a 6-month forecast at the website, I'm giving an additional 6 months for free. So it's like a half-off sale for your forecast. Also, if you tune into the show, that's an opportunity, Hattie. You can tune into the show, get your questions answered. the whole program is all about making my services available to those who want to ask questions, get some insights into the new year, and we're also doing an online class. A lot of my clients have asked, they want to learn about numerology, so it's an opportunity for people to learn how to do readings as well.
All right, so tell us how to when your show airs and how to get to it.
Okay, the show airs Tuesday at 7 p.m., and you can visit my website, click on events, and there's a link to the program. You can also go to facebook.com/numerologyservices or send me an email, and I'll send you a link. My email is cr77ig@gmail.com.
All right. Well, folks, if you didn't catch any of that, you can always send an email to progressivenews@msn.com or, of course, to myself at Daryl, D-A-R-R-Y-L, underscore C-L-A-1-8.com. And I know most or all of our listeners have my email information, so anyone that reaches to me, I'll make sure that I forward Dr. Wright's info to you. I want to thank Dr. Wright. I want to thank Ula Pasternak. We have to shut down. I see we have a program coming up, which I wasn't aware of, for tonight. So thank you again, Dr. Wright. I want to reach back out to you to see if we can have you come back because we had numerous callers that wanted to speak to you. Hopefully they'll jump on your program on Tuesday. So with that said,
sure, girl, anytime.
Is yet for to a very abundant year.